online fundraiser for Matthew Gaudreau's widow raises more than $560,000. Tributes from around the hockey community continue to pour in after the deaths of Columbus Blue Jackets player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother, Matthew, who were killed last week by a suspected drunken driver while riding bicycles in their home state of New Jersey. Longtime NHL star Jaromír Jágr posted a video Tuesday on social media of Gaudreau assisting on Jágr's 766th and final NHL goal when they were teammates with the Calgary Flames in 2018. "It was a beautiful pass, above all," Jágr wrote in Czech. "Unfortunately, life can be sometimes unbelievably cruel. Thank you, Johnny Gaudreau, that you were here, and you gave hope to all those guys by your unbelievable performances that they can succeed at the world-class level in the NHL as you managed to do. My sincere condolences to your family. RP to you and your brother." Donations also continued to pile up to support Matthew's widow, Madeline, who is pregnant with the couple's first child, due in December. A GoFundMe set up by Madeline's sister, Holland Corbitz, and verified by the online fundraising company had raised more than $560,000 as of 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Tuesday. Dozens of current and former players from around the league, or their significant others, are listed among the more than 7,800 donors, including $3,000 from the family of New York Rangers forward Artemi Panarin and $2,013 from Matt Duchene of the Dallas Stars, for a total of $567,127, well beyond the initial $30,000 goal. Cliff Rucker, owner of the EC Chels Worcester Railers HC, for whom Matthew played two seasons from 2017 to 19, is listed as the top donor at $10,000. "Maddie, the entire Railers HC family stands shoulder to shoulder with you during this incomprehensibly difficult time for you and your loved ones," Rucker commented. "You and Maddie will always be part of our Railer family, and I hope you can feel the love and support we are sending your way." The Gaudreau brothers were cycling on a road in Oldmans Township on Thursday night when a man driving an SUV in the same direction attempted to pass two other vehicles and struck them from behind about 8 p.m., according to New Jersey State Police. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Police said the driver, 43-year-old Sean M. Higgins, was suspected of being under the influence of alcohol and charged with two counts of death by auto, along with reckless driving, possession of an open container, and consuming alcohol in a motor vehicle. On Tuesday, police said nothing more about the case, including Higgins' blood alcohol level, was being released at this time. No information about a funeral or memorial services, public or private, was immediately available. "As we embark on the journey of laying John and Maddie to rest, we are greatly comforted by all those who have visited these growing memorials and who have left messages of love, prayers, thoughts of kindness, as well as jerseys, skates, sticks, pucks, flowers, candles, and so many other tokens of remembrance," the Gaudreau's uncle, Jim Gaudreau, posted on Facebook. "We are consoled by the memorials on each of your doorsteps, in your yards, and on your cars. We have heard and seen the countless moments of silence and heartfelt messages by so many professional athletes, organizations, and other athletic leagues, by every single person in private, along with the extremely heartfelt messages from broadcasts, media, and each and every single one of you, along with the random acts of kindness and compassion by complete strangers." Fans in Columbus on Friday made a memorial out of hockey sticks, flowers, and other mementos outside the Blue Jackets' downtown arena. Flames fans in Calgary, Alberta, also paid tribute with messages and Gaudreau's number 13 written in chalk on the ground outside the Saddler Dome. The Blue Jackets said fans are invited to a candlelight vigil on Wednesday night outside Nationwide Arena, which will include brief remarks from members of the organization, as well as 13 minutes, 21 seconds of silent remembrance for the jersey numbers worn by Johnny and Matthew. The Blue Jackets said general manager Don Waddell and players will speak to reporters Wednesday afternoon. Hockey icon Wayne Gretzky over the weekend said he, wife Janet, and their family were devastated by the senseless tragedy. "We are sending our love, thoughts, and prayers to the Gaudreau family," Gretzky posted on social media. We lost two great young men who were loved and a huge presence both on and off the ice. Johnny and Matthew, you will always be remembered and missed. Their deaths on the eve of their sister Katie's scheduled wedding Friday in Philadelphia transcended hockey. Play-by-play broadcaster Bob Wischusen offered somber words about Johnny and Matthew during ESPN's college football broadcast of Monday night's game between Florida State and Boston College, the school the Gaudreau brothers attended and played hockey together at for one season a decade ago. The entire National Hockey League, as well as the Boston College community, and so many others, were devastated Friday when we learned of the deaths of Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau, Wischusen said. Our hearts are shattered, and we send every good thought and prayer to their wives, Johnny Gaudreau's young children, Matthew's child on the way, and all of their family and friends. By Stephen Wino.